back again. So, this is the further adventures of Princess Cumslut. Princess Cumslut woke up to a beautiful, wonderful sunny day in this peaceful wonderland that the evergreen forest was. The princess hopped out of bed and went to the window. She looked out on that warm sunny day and it seemed like the trees were greener, bunnies fluffier, and huge tents much fuller. It was time to go out and play. Woo! She had a wash and brushed her teeth. She had a piss and she sat on the seat. The princess put on her short dress and showed off her legs, and her huge tits filled it out like two overinflated balloons that had been shoved down her top. Her tits looked enormous, showing plenty of cleavage. She looked like a whore as she walked out of the cottage. She looked like a beautiful young lady as she walked out the cottage. The bunnies and birds gather around the princess as they walk out the lane on this bright and breezy day. What adventures might await the princess and her friends? The evergreen forest is big and vast, and the slutty princess has areas that she hasn't explored. Going down the long lane on their way, they pass the quaint tavern called
the Kirk in Kent.
"Shall we stop for a drink or carry on with our travels?" asked the princess to her buddy and bunny, her birdie and bunny friends. "Let's carry on with our travels, you cock-loving tart. We want to see a good fact, Princess Cumslut," came the resounding cry from her ever-loving friends. "Oh, you cheeky sods, am I that much of a slut? Does it really show with my craving for cuck and cunt?" said the cuck-loving princess. They come to a sign that says,
"To the Enchanting Lake."
Princess Cumslut and her friends have never been there before, so they went down there to explore. Unbeknownst to the princess, the Enchanted Lake was where the fleshers and perverts frequented. The princess and her friends walked along the lengthy road, and out from the trees they see a magnificent sight. Ah, the wonderful lake in all its glory. They carried on walking, and they went past a man fishing. "Hello, Mr. Fisherman. My name is Princess Cumslut, and I'm the princess of this evergreen forest," says the pretty princess.
"Well, hello there, Princess Cumslut. My name's Randy Bigrod, and I'm the fisherman in this evergreen forest,"
said Randy as he dangled his rod in the water.
"So, what's an enormous titted whore like you doing on such a wonderful, magical day?"
asked Mr. Bigrod. "Oh, I'm just here with my friends exploring this evergreen forest. There are many places to see, and this lake is one of them," explains Princess Big Tits.
"Well, Princess Cockwhore, you may need to take care around these parts, as it's frequented by big cock flashers and dirty wanking perverts,"
said Randy Bigrod, informing the cock-mad princess of the evergreen forest dark side. "Oh, my! Big, juicy, long-fat cocks!" the princess shrieks. "Okay, Mr. Big Cock, Mr. Bigrod," the princess continues in a flustered state, reacting to the information the fisherman had given her. The princess and her buddy and buddy friends carry on walking along the side of the wonderful lake. Princess Cumslut could feel herself getting warm and horny at the thought about what the fisherman had told her. Flashing big cocks, wanking perverts, here we go again. Howdy-o. Princess Cumslut's cunt began to leak cunt juice, and she subconsciously ran her hands all over her massive fucking tits, groping them as she became more and more horny. A man walks towards her, handsome and dashing. He opened his coat. The fucker was flashing. Along came another, acting rather silly. He opened his coat, and he showed her his willy. They went on walking along the lake bank, and then Out jumped the man and proceeded to wank. Then along came a man smelling of beer. Are you going to flash? No, I'm a cocksucking queer. This day is certainly turning into another big cock adventure, the princess thought to herself. The princess was tired from the long walk and lay down on the bank to rest. Princess Cumslut's cunt was still feeling horny, and her big fucking tits were heaving and throbbing with sexual excitement. She lifts up her dress and slips her fingers in her cunt. The sight of those big hard cocks and the filthy flashes and the wanking wanker had made her cunt hot as fuck. Princess Cumslut was once again desperate for a big fat hard cock to be fucked by. The next flashing bastard that walked by was the next window. The horny princess was going to fuck. Princess Cumslut didn't have to wait long. Along came a muscular man with flesh and mac on. He sees the finger-fucking princesses, can't believe his luck when he's looking down at her open legs and her wet, slippery cunt and the frenzied finger-fucking she's giving herself.
Hello there, my name's Michael Mighty Man Meat,
said Mr. Man Meat as he introduced himself to the pretty huge tater princess. Oh, hello! My name is Princess Cumslut, and I'm the princess of this evergreen forest. Are you going to flash your cock at me, Mr. Mighty Man Meat? Asked the randy horror of Princess.
Why, Mr. Princess Cumslut, are you so worked up?
Inquires Michael. Well, I've come out for a nice long walk in this lovely enchanted evergreen forest, and many men have flashed their big stiff fucking cocks at me. Even a big cock wanker jumped out and he wanked his fucking long prick at me. Now, the thought of all those big spunky cocks had made my cunt so fucking juicy it went that all I need now is a real hard fucking by a huge fat fucker of a cock, said the princess in the horny, desperate state she was in. Mr. Muscles opened his flesher mech, and out sprung the biggest motherfucker of a cock the sweet princess had ever seen. It was a full 18 inches of pure muscly man meat, waving around in front of the princess's pretty face. Fucking hell! You enormous cock flesher! That's a fucker is going to stretch my poor cunt to the limit, said the surprised princess. I want to suck that huge fucking cocky, dirty, poor fleshy bastard, the princess said, as she wrapped her full, pouting, slutty red lipstick lips around the monstrous fucking cock. This bastard is hung like a fucking horse, and the horny cunt-rubbing princess took as much of that fucking cock in her mouth as possible. She slurped, sucked, licked, like the slutty cocksucker she is, before announcing that she was... that she wanted the filthy, perverted, flasher cock shoved up her soaking wet cunt. Fucking shit! Taking this massive fucking dick up her cunt was going to be one hell of a challenge. That horse cuck man was a real cunt buster of a prick, and the whore princess desperately needed to be fucked by it. Come on, you donkey dick bastard! I need this motherfucker of a prick up my cunt fucking now! Said the princess, in desperate need to have her slimy cunt filled. Mr. Mighty Man Meat climbed up between the whore princess's legs, and with one long movement, sank that huge fucker of a cock up her filthy, slutty hole. Bloody hell! Princess Cumslut screamed as her juicy fucking cunt took all of that enormous length of cock in one go. It fucking feels so good! So fucking fat, so fucking long! Oh! You horny fucking bastard! Fill me up with that huge fucking cock! Squeals the cock-unky princess. Mr. Manmeat pops his randy bitch as hard as he fucking can. The horny cock-loving princess is loving every minute of the fucking she's getting. The birds are playing and the bunnies are watching happily as they enjoy seeing their whore of a princess taking a fat cock up her slutty cunt in these wonderful fairy tale evergreen forest adventures. Come on, you fucking cunt, fill me up with that shitload of fucking spunk. I need my cunt to be filled with your creamy hot fucking spunk. Ram that huge fucker off me, you dirty fucking shit, screamed Princess Cumslut with her legs wide apart, taking all of that huge fucking prick up her cunt. That monster of a cock erupted and shot a huge amount of spunk into that well-used and well-fucked cunt. The muscle man pulled his monster meat from the princess's glorious cunt and ran off doing up his flesher mag and coat. The princess lay on the bank with big smile on her face, completely satisfied from the frantic fucking she had just had, her legs still spread apart, leaking a big messy load of spunk out of her cunt. The princess feels at one with the wonderful make-believe world and this glorious evergreen forest. The princess closes her eyes and falls asleep with the birdie and bunny friends playing and singing happily nearby.
The end.